Benefits to your direct reports. By delegating to people on your team, you increase their motivation and confidence and help them develop new skills. Say you need to cut a few days out of your production schedule. Rather than documenting the current manufacturing process yourself, you ask a member of your staff to take on this task. Your employee gets the opportunity to have a voice in the change process, while also learning how to plan work, enlist the cooperation of others, assume responsibility, and gain experience with managerial activities. Some delegated tasks also offer direct reports greater exposure within your organization or industry, such as when you tap a member of your staff to speak at a conference or to organize a panel of experts for a networking event. Benefits to your organization. Assigning work to the right people at the right level maximizes an organization's resources, improving productivity and saving the company money. Your organization benefits from both the improved skill levels of your staff members and your ability to get more high-level work done. Effective delegating also develops trust. You rely on your staff person to get the job done, and they look to you for support and guidance as needed. And trust within organizations means more engaged workers. Finally, delegation strengthens communication, as you and your staff member find new ways to work together, and as your staff person learns how to influence others to complete the assignment. Delegating is also an effective way of assessing staff members' capabilities before offering promotions. Suppose, for example, that you'd like to see if Carlos, a junior member of your engineering team, is ready for a project manager position that is opening up. Assigning him to lead a small project, such as overseeing the redesign and production of a component with a high failure rate, will help you judge his suitability and help him assess his comfort level in that capacity in a fairly low-risk way. If you and Carlos agree that additional training is advisable before he can be promoted, you can work it into his career development plan. To achieve these benefits, you must not only delegate, but do so effectively. This book shows you how. Building a foundation for effective delegating. Are you spending more time doing and less time managing? If you always seem to have too much rudimentary work to do, or if you find yourself on the job nights and weekends trying to keep up with endless lower-level administrative tasks, assigning some of your work to staff members could help you free up some time for other higher-level activities, such as prepping for an important board meeting or policy development. If you are delegating, but you're regularly interrupted by direct reports who have questions about their assignments, or if you often need to intervene in delegated tasks or projects because of missed deadlines or budget overruns, or overrule staff decisions and personally redo poorly executed assignments, you could benefit from honing your delegation skills. Perhaps you've been directed to offload some of your work to a colleague you now must oversee, a scenario that requires well-tuned delegation skills and finesse. Finally, if your employees complain when you delegate work, if morale in your group seems low, or if turnover is high, it might be time to move from just delegating to delegating well. In this book, we'll walk you through the fundamentals of choosing the right work to delegate, preparing to delegate thoughtfully, making the assignment crystal clear, and monitoring progress effectively. But throughout that process, you'll also want to address big-picture needs, such as creating an environment that fosters productive delegation, establishing management practices that promote delegation, and banishing your own concerns and fears about delegating. Establish the right environment. Creating a workplace that encourages and supports delegating can help you gain cooperation from your staff. Here are some tips to help set up the right atmosphere, especially as you make and communicate the assignment.